Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at?
Look, I miss my cue and everything. It's unbelievable. I just miss everything right there. It is.
It is everything.
I miss everything. Our week has started over. You know what it is. It's Monstrous Mondays. Shit, to sum it up, we're just trying to get y'all ass ready for the weekend. You dig, some hot new music, some entertainment news, a couple other things to talk about what went on over our weekend. Maybe some things coming up this coming up weekend, some things we might talk about throughout the week, so on and so forth. And hey, welcome to the show. Ty, it is Monstrous Monday. Let's see. I don't know. Shit, how you feeling tonight? It's unbelievable. I'll let you say hello to the people.
Hello. I'm tired. I have my Superwoman shirt on today. Oh my gosh. I've been up for 24 hours straight.
Mm-hmm. 24 straight. Are you starting to have little visions of things? You think what they call hallucinations? Do you have a little hallucinations yet?
No.
Being up.
No. I'm just like, my body's like going, it's just going back and forth though, like, okay. Lay your tired self down. I'm going to push you down. So, my body's tired.
Right.
I'm ready to lay it down. I'm tired. Lay it down. I'm tired. Close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, man, it's just a monstrous day. Like, literally, monstrous.
Mm-hmm.
Went back to work today with my babies at school. So, yeah. How are you?
I'm monstrous, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. I can't complain about nothing. So, you know, hey, it's a monstrous day. I'm counting my blessings, you dig? I'm here another day, it's another year, another episode.
Mm-hmm.
For you other motherfuckers out there. Hey, it's a good day to me, you know what I mean? I'm still a little chilly outside, but, you know, for those of you that,
what?
You know, used to go to North High, or for those of you that used to go to Henry, don't go get a bowl and go outside. It's a whole different chili. I had a great time this weekend at Bullwinkle's. Hey, I'm just ready to get this week going. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, we'll check it out. This song right here is not totally, totally new, but this is one of the records that we broke last year, but I'm just saying, if you ain't heard it before, then it's brand new to you. Check it out. This is Tommy Karate. This is Concord, Jordan 11. I like this one. This one here is East Coast music.
We like this
East
one.
Coast mannerism.
We live, y'all.
Yeah. Monstrous Monday. D-Monster.
Let's go.
Miss Unbelievable. Did you guys know you can buy you a Miss Unbelievable talking to now? That's bullshit. You trying to take my job.
I ain't got time for the haters. I ain't got time for them. They only make time for the paper. I chase the paper in my car course. See, I ain't got time for no haters. I ain't got time for no haters. Only make time for the paper while I'm chasing for this paper in my contract. Tommy in a fresh pair of 11s. On the grind, no time for a beverage. I be grinding on the clock to every second. The boy hungry, tell him bring my appetizer second. To all my haters, I would like to say you thank you. You motivated me to get to these Franklin. If it wasn't for your hating, that's hating, I wouldn't be in the place to give you out thanking. But I ain't got time.
No,
I'm blowing on potion, I'm sipping slow motion. Boy, I know my tolerance. I'm in them same Jordans when he played the Martians and he took it out of space. But I'm in the league, there is no stopping me, boy, you might as well call it quits. They swear that they real, but in real situations, I swear they turn kind of heavy. I ain't got time for the haters, I ain't got time for them. They only make time for the paper, I take the paper in my car course. See, I ain't got time for no haters, I ain't got time for no haters. Only make time for the paper while I'm chasing for this paper in my Concorde. In my Concorde, life Concorde, with my dime, people stop me with the nickel in the center Concorde. Ain't got the time for any hater,
nope,
or a player trying to play me pump fake. I'ma make the layup, try me for the low. Got the heat for the beat, tell Arby's I got better roles. And my lawyer beat the federal.
What?
He made it disappear like poof, there where it goes. I ain't trying to visit the morgue, so karate get it in until I sit with the Lord. Got my army well built, see we fixing the wall. The way we walk up on the court, you know we fitting the ball.
Nigga,
I ain't got time for the haters,
got time for
shit, I ain't got the time for it.
Nope.
I swear I got a fetish for them levels, and my girl, she addicted to them Tom Ford's.
Am I 11?
I ain't got time for the haters,
no,
I ain't got time for them. I only make time for the paper,
no.
I take the paper in my car course. See, I ain't got time for no haters,
got time.
I ain't got time for no haters,
no haters.
I only make time for the paper while I'm chasing for this paper in my car course.
You are now in the Monster Mix. On a Monster Mix Monday, Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. That's how we do it, player. The new T-Pain. T-Pain. It's cause she said if it will play, I mean, damn. It's
one,
monstrous.
2, 3, 4. Breathe.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we do have a request line.
It's about to go down. Call up your friend and tell her to come in. You know I ain't running, I got enough to go around. And I won't say a word if you tell me not to. Please tell me not to. Tonight you're in control, baby, do what you got to. I just wanna watch you. That's what she said. That's what she said. Could I learn if you don't give me discipline? Bring the chains and the whips in, baby, turn me down. Show me how bad I've been. Show me how mad you are. Oh, I'm in trouble now. And you won't let me come, even if I'm about to. Please tell me not to.
Thank you.
something I really wanted. But it is what it is. You gotta stay mindset no matter what you do. So let me see what else I got for y'all tonight. Then we're gonna open up the lines right after this. Here we go. Trap Jack. Trap Beckham, DJ Pretty Ricky. It's called Lil Booty's Matter, Monsters Radio. We open the lines right after
Trap,
this.
I'm feeling like Uncle Lou Jr. on this one. Hey, Lil Booty's Matter. Lil Booty's Matter. Lil Booty's Matter. Lil Booty's. Lil Booty's. Yep. Lil Booty's. Lil Booty's.
Wow.
Lil Booty's Matter. Lil Booty's Matter.
Wow.
Lil Booty's Matter. Lil Booty's Matter.
Where is the, I want the, I need the, show me the, throw me the, this for the, you know the love booties matter. Where is the, I want the, I need the, show me the, throw me the, this for the, you know the love booties matter. Hey. Love booties coming back in style. Love booties gon' drop it to the tile. Love booties make me smile. I got 10 love booties in the pile. I'm about to make the love booties wild. Pick it up, break it down. The love booties about to win the crown.
Wow.
The love booty never make me frown. The love booties
wow.
about to fuck it up right now. And she gon' throw it back like a truck right now. Watch out for
wow.
Where is the?
Booties,
I want the.
Booties,
I need the.
Booties,
show me the.
Booties,
throw me the.
Booties,
this for the.
Booties,
you know the love booties matter.
Booties,
where is the? I want the, I need the, show me the, throw me the, this for the, you know the love booties matter. Love booty popping like a gun, love booties only wanna have fun, love booties got buns, love booty she get hotter than the sun, first place, love booties number one, love booties weigh a ton, nah, love booties weigh none, love booties always get the job done, love booties love to run, the love booties already won, love booties leave your whole body stunned, I'm just looking for the, where is the, I want the, I need the, show me the, throw me the, this for the, you know the love booties matter, where is the, I want the, I need the, show me the, throw me the, this for the, you know the love booties matter. Where is the?
Where is the?
I want the.
I want the.
I need the.
I need the.
Show me the.
Love booties.
Love booties. Point out the love booties.
Love booties.
Love booties. Point out the love booties. Where is the?
Where is the?
I want the.
I want the.
I need the.
I need the.
Show me the.
Love booties.
Point out the love booties.
Love booties.
Love booties. Point out the love booties. Big booties matter too, but the love booties know it be the truth. Where the love booty crew? Show a player what the love booties do. Put that ass in the love booty zoo. Make the love booty move. Lil' booty shaking out his shoes. Lil' booty got a lot to prove. Lil' booty pull up and it's bad news. Lil' booty she be going up on the toes. Lil' booty cool, lil' booty act a fool. Lil'
wow.
booty soft, lil' booty kinda smooth. Sporty
wow.
lil' shorty, lil' booty kinda rude. Lil'
wow.
booty with a lil' booty attitude. I'm looking
wow.
for the. Where is the? I want the. I need the. Show me the. Throw me the. This for the. You know the love booties matter. Where is the? I want the. I need the. Show me the. Throw me the. This for the. You know the love booties matter. Where is the? I want the. I need the. Show me the. Throw me the. This for the. You know the love booties matter.
Wow.
Oh my god, I just get all that fucking ads and advertisement and I have myself on mute again. Oh. I'm not saying that shit over, man. It is what it is. I'll get back to that. So what's going on? It's unbelievable. What are we going to be doing tonight?
Well, I was reading in some news about Tamon Vince. Now, y'all remember, I was talking about Tamon Vince a couple months ago when I said, you know, she chased him all these many years. She got him. Now she want to divorce him. Dragging his name in the mud. So just recently, Herbert went to jail on Christmas, Mr. Vince.
Mm-hmm.
And she said for spousal abuse and I think it was spousal abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been splitting up, and family is concerned because now they're saying they're back together. My question to you, would you go back to a woman, or, and my question to me, to a man that has lied you went to jail, you came home, and you're like, well, let's work it out. Can I trust that you're not going to do it again? Regardless of you, I mean, and you, they have kids, they have one child. I get the family, and you want to keep it together, and that's the kid. But how do you recover from that? Money or no money? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You went to jail on a false, alleged, let me put that in there, alleged spousal abuse.
A little bit, but I love the question. That's a good one. That's a good one. Let's see, I might have to let that one marinate. I might have a crazy ass answer for y'all for that one. But just some things, and I'm not saying that one is totally correct and the other one isn't, but and mine probably isn't because I'm going off of rumors. Hello. But yeah, he's supposed to have like came over on, what was it, like Christmas or something like that. I guess Tamar might have had somebody over. He came over a little intoxicated and was upset. And that's what the altercation was and why the police was called. He did not hit her. And also seen on the thing that saying that, because people did wonder if they were together because they got caught walking through the airport, like, what, a couple days later, something like that. And, mm-hmm. you know, he said, you know, God is good. He's working on his family and everything. But I guess sources say that, Kmart says that they're not together. Now, if something happened in the past week or something, they could be. Now, but after at that incident, like when they left the airport, she was saying, no, they wasn't together. He was trying to insinuate like they was, but no, they wasn't together. But yeah, that is a good question, though. I mean, do you take somebody back that really, really went sideways with the relationship, no matter what it was? You know what I mean? Abused mm-hmm. your heart by cheating on you or, you know, lied, put some bullshit in your name. I mean, there's so many things. You know what I mean? But, I mean, can you really forgive and go back? Like, I mean, I could see people doing it just from coming from experience and dealing with love. I ain't going to lie. I've been in love before. So I'm going to tell you, I've never been in love. Yeah, I've been in love. Shit, I might have been in love too many damn times. Shit varies, man. Shit varies. I mean, what about you? How you feel?
I think, you know, marriage is difficult. It is different from marriage to just a regular relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because you go for better, for worse, and there's, you know, the legal aspect of, you know, separating your assets and blase, blase, blase. Besides all that, it'd be hard. For me, it'd be hard because trust is everything for me. Accusations and character and integrity means a lot. You've shaken basically the foundation of everything that we stood for. So, how do you repair that? I probably would always have a slight, thought in my mind, if I did decide to stay, you may do it again. And when would you do it again? And how would you do it again? Especially if you're that vindictive and it's getting that nasty where you can accuse me, I could accuse you. And where do you draw the line? So I think I want to most definitely be done. Because I don't know, that ain't love. Love don't look like that. Love shouldn't feel like that. So yeah, mm-hmm. I'll probably be done. Hurt.
Right.
But done. Try to be a good parent, you know, but done. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But love is a hell of a drug, man. I'm just saying, hey, you like a crackhead out here doing all kinds of extra and strange for a little piece of that love change. So tell you that, we're going to take our little breather right now. Ty Dolla Sign, So Am I. This is him and Damian Marley and Skill Rex. Monsters Radio. Now, this one right here is new music. Get it? I'm just saying. Monsters Monday with a Caribbean feel. Global Radio online. Hey. Monsters Radio. Eat Monster. It's unbelievable. You're looking for somebody.
Somebody you can call on.
you always know a lie. Baby, so am I. You're sick and tired of a lover who do wrong, even though they know the right. Baby, so am I. And if you're searching for somebody who is willing to stay more than overnight, baby, so am I. And if you're needing some support instead of someone coming home to pick a fight, baby, so am I.
It's your girl, Corian Sang, and you are now in the Monster Mix with DJ E-Monster. KS, baby. Mwah, mwah.
Let's carry on. I don't know what I'm. Put it for me, watch out.
Come catch me, test me, why come arrest me? Underwater and show me who the best be. Test me, why come undress me? Underwater and show me who the best be. Test me, why come arrest me? Underwater and show me who the best be. Test me, why come undress me? Underwater and show me who the best be.
I ain't gonna lie when you do it like that, boy, you give me all into it. No, no shots, boy, you hot, hot, hot. Baby, come to me and prove it.
Take you to the limit, test your brain like the SAT. I'm all you really need, baby. I make your trip sweat, grab your lips sweat, place it for me. Hey. Climb it like a ladder, feel it now your bladder. That's why this is all over, girl, you're bad, but I'm a badder. Your man, I walk you right away, you mean, say you're rather. But what's in my left with the dada?
Come test me, why come arrest me?
Grind, funny, claim, funny.
at Monsters Radio Live. No matter if I catch my groove or not, we always got some hot music. So, all right, Monsters Monday. All right, let's see. We already started getting into our who's fucking who's getting fat sex in. Let's see. We ended up with a hell of a topic coming out of it. But here's some more who's bumping who and who's getting fat there. It's unbelievable. Did you hear the thing,
okay,
the new stuff with Blac Chyna and the Kardashians? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, good Lord. No.
All right, check it out. let's see. All right, so check it out. This is, they're talking about Blac Chyna is suing the Kardashians. That's why she's suing the Kardashians, because she's saying the Kardashians are using their power to destroy her. She just filed legal docs in her lawsuit against Kim, Kris, and Rob, claiming that they sabotaged the reality show, Rob and Chyna. Like, wow. Okay. You know, have you heard anything about this?
No, but I'm not surprised.
Right. You're not me. I don't get into too much other people's business. but I kind of seen this coming. I mean, I don't watch the Kardashian show that much. Sometimes I do when I catch it. I do find it pretty interesting because I'd be like, wow, they really doing this shit nowadays? But, you know, I kind of seen it coming. I mean, I don't know what she was thinking, especially when, you know, half the family don't like you. And then you do little funky shit. And then they act like they totally accept you. I mean, what did you think was going to happen, man? For real, what did you think was going to happen, man? You used to fuck with old girl, man, the other Kardashians, man. So you know that was already at a negative against her. You know, they act like they like you. You knew that was a negative against you. Come on, ladies. Y'all know how y'all get down. Oh, yeah, she good? Mm-hmm. I can't stand that bitch. So that was one strike, and then she got with the brother. That wasn't really a good look at the end of the day, but it is what it is. We all live our lives. We have to make our own decisions and deal with the repercussions of that. But okay, so then they did that. Then you cheated on him. You know, you knew he had self-esteem with the little chubby white dude syndrome. You know, that comes with all kinds of issues and problems. So, you know, I mean, what did she think was going to happen? They was really going to embrace her? You basically, I mean, I don't know what to call it, but you're almost the ops living in the house. That's how I seen it. I could have been wrong. But I'm just saying. I mean, do you keep up with the Kardashians and them too much?
You know, I always feel like this with that whole Kardashian family. Opportunist meets opportunity. Opportunist meets opportunity. You, with them, they definitely attract opportunists in their life, or vice versa. They knew who Blac Chyna was because, like I said, they were friends first, and Lil Sis messed with friend's man, so friend messes with brother. I mean, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? Opportunist for sister to mess with him. Chyna's ex man, come on now. You messing with your nephew, daddy. What that look like? Now that same nephew, ain't that his niece, cousin, whoever that Chyna has? Uh-huh. So come on. It's messy. So when you lay down with dogs, you will get fleas. And she just got a flea from all them. She knew how they operated. She knew, and where she come from, being a stripper, she knew her opportunity. You know what I'm saying? They knew who she was. So can I see this happening? Absolutely. Do I look at the Kardashians and look at them like, y'all knew this was coming? Absolutely. Should the Kardashians should have kept their mouth closed? Absolutely. Do they know how? Absolutely not. So, it's just another seeing being played out in their drama.
Right, right. It's going to end up being an anchor for another series of reality shows and Kardashian booty pics. I'm just saying.
It'll be called Kardashians Go to Court.
Again, that's what it'll be, Kardashians Back in Court. It is what it is. Hey, it's some new Kent Jones, Ty Dolla $ign, and Lil Dicky and E-40. This is called Sit Down. I said I had some new music for y'all. I really got some new music for y'all. New music right here, Monstrous Radio Live. Monstrous Monday, we are on all week long. And you can check out our 24 stream, 365, 24/7, MonstersUSRadio.com. Get it? I'm just saying.
She make sure that she see me, you understand. I don't know just how you niggas perceive me, you understand. Throwing stones, but you just wanna be me, you understand. Ain't them guys that you see on the TV, you understand. Hey, baby, you there. Light skin thick with the blue hair. Red Lissy, I just got a new pair. Every real hood bitch do hair. Hey, won't you come here? Get down. You know how I get down. Tell your hating homegirls, sit down, take a seat, sit down.
Hey, hey, little mama, you know you're fucking with a motherfucking superstar. You know I pick your ass up in the front car and fuck you right here in it like a porn star. Yeah, yeah. Hey, why you so nasty? She said, Dolla, why you gotta be so nasty? She said, Dolla $ign, why you always stay high? I say, you ain't ever lied, you ain't ever lied. I pull up on her, I got her chosen. Her man a loser, she ain't a real nigga present. She want Dolla, she fuck a Dolla. She came for Dolla, pull up in that Rari. She said, hey, Dolla, Dolla, hey, Dolla, Dolla. Why you spending all your money on these bottles? Hey, Dolla, Dolla, hey, Dolla, Dolla. No more ratchet for me, only models. Hey, baby, you there. Light skin thick with the blue hair. Red Lissy, I just got a new pair.
Boy, like my mom, Betty. I'm too nice for this game. As I walked in, it was confetti. Girls took to me already. Lil' hoe with them dreads. Wanna go make whoopee, go ball, Eddie. Heartbreaker, y'all all petty. These bitches wanna get it off the strength. Pay a ton, I'm jamming like I'm Kemp. Y'all a bunch of fucking dealer shrimps. Showstopper, got flow popping. These hoes knocking down doors. Jocking my stones, moccasin flow. Stay on your toes. I'm better than better. I'll get it on top like a header, that's word. Little mama looking at me 9 o'clock. And from the look of it, that bitch need a vagina mop. And you mistook if you think that we gon' design a shop. I'ma pull up like a bull up in a China shop. Break you down, chicken parmesan. How you want it, I'm cooking. I got a nose for these hoes. I'm the piglet of pussy. I gotta know if you pro. Going down on my tushy. Cause if you are, then you're probably too aggressive for dickie.
When I was a teen, I scored a half a meal ticket. My team moved mean and they smoke you like a brisket. Raised in the slums, in the sewer, in the gutter. Well, shit ain't sweet like unsalted butter. Make more jeopardy, your daddy and your mother. Put up European, started with a fixer-upper. Throwing up signs like a third base coach. Baby, she a dime, got a romp like a roast.
Hey, baby, you there. Light skin thick with the blue hair. Lissy, I just got a new pair. Every real hood bitch do hair. Hey, won't you come here? Get down. You know how I get down. Tell your hating homegirls, sit down. Take a seat. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Take a seat. Sit down.
Monsters Radio. Yeah. Big shout out to DJ Primetime. He came through last night. He's been on his little vacation. But man, he came through deep. Man, it was feeling real big in there last night. Monster salute, bruh. So I, more new music. Hey, Boogie with the Hoodie. That's what's up next. I hate sometimes when they send me clean versions. But there's some words we just don't do around here. So I must have been too many times. So, yeah, we're going to open the lines right after this. 424-243-9649, but you got to press 1 to talk. You feel me?
I'm supposed to say, hey. Police pull me over, they ain't got nothing to say. I told them I got tests because I'm rich, they said okay, hey. Gotta pray a lot, get shot up every day, hey. Hold up, what the fuck I'm supposed to say? Police pull me over, they ain't got nothing to say. I told them I got tests because I'm rich, they said okay, hey. Gotta pray a lot, get shot up every day, hey. Heard you got a big body but a little face, hey. Got a 41 bezel, it's 100K, hey. If I feel a way, then I'm gon' say it to your face, ayy. If I put a block today, I'll make 100K, ayy. Yeah, I just might make 100K, yeah. If they put a price on me, I'll double what they pay, yeah. They say they don't like me, give a f*** about what they say, yeah. I could take it and make you think about what you say, yeah. I'm gon' put her in a leg lock like MMA, yeah. I'm gon' let her give me twice if she don't say. If she ever turns germ on me, then she basic. Couple had the swerve on them, I updated. You pulled up with her, she ain't leaving who she came with. She deserved better, use a bird, use a wasteman. Umbrella chains, weather in my spaceship. Diamonds dancing, I'm two-stepping with my bracelet. So, get the f*** by my face. I'm just on my way to get this money and I'm late, okay. In a strip club, throwing 20s like I'll be okay. 100K a day, trap booming like an 808. Yeah, what the f*** I'm supposed to say? Police pull me over, they ain't got nothing to say. I told them I got tips because I'm rich, they said okay, ayy. Gotta pray a lot, get shot up every day, ayy. Heard you got a big body but a little face, ayy. Got a 41 bezel, it's 100K, ayy. If I feel away, then I'm gon' say it to your face, ayy. If I play the block today, I'll make 100K, ayy. Hold up, talking shit don't never get to me. When they see me now, they better have that same energy. In abandoned houses, in and out, it wasn't to me. When you see me now, don't try to act like you remember me. You look at me now, drowning. And my hoodie Saint Laurent, it's 1,000. And we come straight out the Bronx, so we wildin'. Shout out BK, free Bobby and free Rowdy. Free my for V12, holla if you see 12. Febreze, believe me, it'll cover the... mail. I probably got 3 mil sitting in my email. So much on me, they second guessing what we sell. So much money on me, if it's dirty money. Cause I earn it, you get murked if you come searching for me. When the police pull me over, I had 30 on me. I look like with less than 30 on me. Yeah, what the f*** supposed to say? Police pull me over, they ain't got nothing to say. I told them I got tense because I'm rich, they said okay. Gotta pray a lot. Get shot up every day, ayy. Heard you got a big body but a little face, ayy. Got a 41 bezel with 100K, ayy. If I play the block today, I'll make 100K, ayy. If I play the block today, I'll make 100K, yeah. I make a C, 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 I make a C.
Yeah, that's A Boogie with the Hoodie. Say A, Monsters Radio. You are now in the Monster Mix. So, all right, we're back, Miss Unbelievable. Let's see. What else we got going on? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat as we get people ready for the weekend?
Okay, so did you hear about H&M, the clothing line, and the shirts that they put on the kids?
You said who? M&M?
H&M, it's a clothing store.
Oh, did you see that? Okay.
Yeah. They have one shirt on the black model that says, yeah, H&M, don't shop there, they're racist. But they've been racist. But on one of the shirts, it says, coolest monkey in the jungle on the black kid. on the white kid shirt, it says something like it's most exclusive king alive or something like that. So it's, so a lot of stars have bashed the H&M, and H&M has pulled the ad saying it wasn't trying to be racist. But coolest monkey in the jungle, that's the one he wears. And then the white kid gets the I'm superior. Are we still doing that, really?
Man, this could be a whole month show right here. There's a lot of stuff in there. And a lot of that stuff kind of comes down to the people. You dig, what we accept and what we don't accept. What we would do to jump, to drop out the things that we don't accept. There's a whole nother issue in there too, as well. Like, why can't they say that? Don't get me twisted. You and me, we both believe that's wrong. A lot of people believe that wrong. But if that's what they think,
absolutely.
Who are we to say, to ostracize you because you don't think highly of me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's mm-hmm. the whole thing, like that whole thing when they say about, you know, how people are scared because, you know, some communities are scared because we say black power, power to the black people, not really understanding what it is compared to where it's the Klan, and they're saying white power. In reality, I mean, what's the real difference?
Just
because I put it out there. Go ahead. I hope you're going to say what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I say the difference is one institution is to build and protect for a community, and another one is to build their community and destroy another just because they don't look like them. So if somebody really wants to have my vision of what's the difference, that's the difference between black power, whatever, how we do it today, and white power with the Klan. I'm all for every empowerment of every people, as long as you're not trying to destroy another with your power. Now, if you can have your power, be over there and do your thing, and let me build mine, and let me have my freedom, and let me do all this and all that. Have your power. Do what you got to do. Hey, I want you to be just as strong as I am. But you understand me? But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff in the middle of there.
It's a whole lot, because you got to realize that, what if the church was reversed? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the little boy had that shirt on, and then the African American had the empowering shirt. Would we be like, oh, we got to go shop at H&M. They, you know, switched to the
right.
They chose.
Right. Or would we be saying, that's right? Or is that wrong for them to put that on him as well?
Right. Or is it wrong for them to say that, period? I mean, what are you insinuating? And I guess it's always that, it goes always back to motives and intentions. What were your motives? What was your intentions on this advertisement when you put it on the shirt? Like, we think about that every time we put something on a shirt, even like Black Power. Every time we put Black Power on there, what's our motives? What's our intentions of doing that? Are we standing power for the people? Are we standing strong? Are we trying to, you know, put our superior back onto that superior because you feel like you've taken it away? So it's always the intentions and motives of that person when they, or, you know, group, when they're, you know, or organization, when they're putting something out there, because people is going to interpret it their own way all the time.
Right.
For me, sometimes us as a people gotta always stop thinking someone is trying to oppress us. Someone is always trying to degrade us. We have to sometimes pick our battles. I know, you know, before H&M, you know, had some racist, you know, things going on, but they do good stuff as well for the upcoming artists, no matter what color they are. So it's like a two-way, you know, street where you always have that one who always seems to mess it up for everybody else because their motives and intentions are evil. You know what I'm saying? There's always that one. And you're looking at like, well, dang, why? How you messing up for everybody? How you messing up for everybody? Because that one seems like it always exposes the heart of man and the heart of people where they still feel like they're owed 100 acres and a mule.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just rising above it and becoming your own, becoming who you are, letting your light shine, letting you be great, you know, let you be greater than that ad. So what? They still feel that way. So what? Don't go there. So what?
Right. Shut that
there
ass
so
down.
Many racist people.
No,
so what? If we really go back and trace history, nigga, we need to be making our own clothes. If that's the case, period.
Print our own money. Because I'll tell you right now, the currency right now, in our government right now, anybody tell you this, in financial institutions, our money ain't worth shit. Like they say, it's not worth the paper it's printed on. You did?
Absolutely nothing.
I'm just, sorry.
Yeah, that could be a whole pool, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
A whole series on a whole series on a whole series. And
yeah,
the crazy thing
yeah.
about it is it could go back to our first question that we had of the day. You know what I'm saying? If someone wrongs you, can you go back to what they wearing that gear, especially if something tight come out? Are you going to be like, nah, ooh, but that's a cold purse. Ooh, that's a cold shirt. Ooh, but I just talked about this.
Right,
ooh,
right.
You see what I'm saying? The love
right.
for something would drive you to do a whole bunch of stuff. Like you said, that's a drug. Love is a drug, either whether it's bad or good. Where is it drawing you and your intentions and your motives behind it? Damn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Here's another thing. And believe me, people, we're saying things that help you stimulate some conversation, either call in or bring up these topics at the water cooler. Because, you know, a lot of things in today, that's what we're lacking. We're lacking that conversation. The art of the debate. Today, I mean, for real, there is an art to debate. I'm talking about a debate, not a fucking argument that turns into a fight. I'm talking about where y'all actually throw out your knowledge and, you know what I mean, and see basically who wins. So I don't totally forget where I was going with that one. Brain fart, I got too emotionally attached to what I was saying. But here's another thing. Like, I mean, how long do you stand up for what you believe in? And also, too, I mean, do you help other people struggle? I mean, we can't always expect people to help us in our struggle, and we don't help them. Like, I really thought it was really wrong for other nationalities in America not to come to the aid of the Native American or the Aborigines people that was trying to shut down that pipeline. I'm going to keep it 100. Where was Black Lives Matter then? Because it's all about the rightfulness of the people, then help everybody. The NAACP should have been out there too. Why? Because we can use them in our battles. Now, we got the Native American community backing us up. We got the stuff going. Man, do you understand me? So if you're going to stand up for what's right, stand up for all righteousness, not just your righteousness, in my opinion, at this moment in our conversation. But go ahead.
Oh, no, I totally agree. I do believe some people did go. It just wasn't televised because they didn't want you to see how many organizations did come together to help the pipeline and the Native Americans. I know several people on my page who are part of Black Lives Matter said, I'm on my way. And they actually was there taking pictures and everything. I think because they want to keep us divided, they don't show pics like that. They don't go, the news don't go up there. They want to go up there when they're getting water hosed at them or something that's negative towards them, towards their oppression and thinking that they're defeated. But they had mad support. It wasn't televised as much as it is, you know, for the Black Lives Matter here in the movement. But I know for a fact that they did push a movement there wasn't a big movement, which it should be because mm-hmm. all lives do matter, Black and our Native. But it comes to a time where we got to do it regardless. We got to do it regardless. Mm-hmm. And you got to know where you stand and which part do you play. Are you a foot soldier? Are you back at base? Are you a prayer warrior?
Right.
You have to know where your
body
is. Because if are you a medic? Are you in the air? Are you on the ground? You have to know what your position is, because if you do not, you can go mess the whole movement up by you not knowing your assignment. And everyone knows when they get that funk inside of them, ooh, I should do, or I should say, know your platform, and I'm going to just leave it there. Ooh, my time is up.
Right. So, yeah, so like we were saying, people, these are just some things that get you guys stimulated in some conversation. Like we said, that's the thing that's lacking today. A lot of people are so into the social thing, fighting back and forth on social media, through text, non-confrontational. So, you know what I mean? These are some things you can go to work tomorrow and talk to somebody at work, at the water cooler, your desk, whatever, whatever, and start a stimulus conversation, you dig, to keep your brain cells sparking, because that's what life is about, keep your brain cells sparking. Don't get old and now you're like, I don't know nothing. No, go through life, challenge things, gain knowledge, stick to getting respect and having morals, things like that, and it will might turn your life around. I'm just saying, this ain't for everybody, but it might turn your life around. So, all right, we're at the end of our show. Let's see. I didn't think I had any more who's bumping who's getting fat. For tonight, but don't forget to tune in tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday, where it's the only night of the show where you can call in and get your promo gangster on, and we won't send your ass a bill. That's right, we will not send your ass a bill. So you can call in, put yourself on blast, whether you're an artist, an author, an actor, a producer, a cameraman, you do realty, you sell clothes, you babysit on the weekends, you doing back rubs on Craigslist only on Thursdays. It don't matter. You can call in here and get your promo on. So, all right, before we get up out of here, you got any last things or some things we might want to talk about coming up throughout the week, or, you know, just basically any last words there, Miss Unbelievable?
I mean, literally, we have some good topics coming up, especially your passion, you know, as an artist. How do you keep that going? You know, where does your motivation come from and anything you believe in? So I think just, and then continue this talking about being, you know, unified, knowing your position, knowing your place, knowing where you stand. I think we could take that all the way to Friday. I mean, we can even take that into the bedroom. What are your position and your stance when you walk into that room? Are you a dominant? Are you submissive? I'm telling you, this topic is going to take us so far, y'all. So be ready. We got Wet Wet Wednesday, Takeover Tuesday, Comic Cafe, and Friday Night Live. So check us out. It's Unbelievable. See Monster. Monsters Jewelry is our sponsor. Check us out at Monsters US Radio at gmail.com if you have comment, and Monstars, if you want to just talk about it. We got stuff there that's always, let's talk about it. Drop us a line and we'll read your comments online. So, see you tomorrow. Peace.
That's what's up. Now, I don't forgot what I was going to go at, what I was going to say next, but I'm still stuck on this thing. You're talking about, wait, that we talking about what sexual position do we stand? Ooh, I'm just saying, I don't know what to say, but if I was right now, mine is upside down. I'm just saying, y'all enjoy the rest of the night. We got some new Ashanti and Ty Dolla. This is called Say Less. Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday. I don't know when the next time we're going to be at Bullwinkle's. I'll check it out. But, hey, we're going to start booking for some events coming up in March. Doing big things. We got my birthday party, the Monstrous Radio anniversary. Stay close, Monstrous Radio Live.
Yo, chick on my body,
They can't tell me nothing.
Like, stop it. Them chicks over there not popping. Hey, we gon' order more bottles. And
they can't tell me nothing, though.
Like, in my face, say less.
Young, young, got the pool with me.
On me.
Make the rain, got a budget on me.
On me.
Lord, check, got bands on me.
What you make me love to your body. Ain't no way I could hide it. I wanna be your top supplier. Cause I'll provide this all to you. To you, to you, to you, to you. So I'll provide this all.
Pull up to the party,
party. Yeah, yeah.
Use all of my body,
body.
Yo, chick on my body,
body.
They can't tell me nothing, no.
Like, stop it. Them chicks over there not popping. Hey, we gon' order more bottles.
And they can't tell me nothing, no. Okay.
Like, in my face, say less. If it ain't about the money, say less. If it ain't from the clique, say less. Chicks, say less. Got my walls with me.
Young, young, got the pool with me. Make it rain, got a budget on me.
On me.
Lord, check, got bands on me.
What you make me love to your body. Ain't no way I could hide it. I wanna be your top supplier. Cause I'll provide this all. The only kind of love you ever need, babe. I'm the one, you better know it when you see it. Tell Ashanti got you weak in the knees, babe. And you gon' hit the homies next weekend. Cause I'ma put that good on you. And like a woman should on you. Chuka, 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 chuka.
I will give you everything you need, babe. Anything you say. And you can have everything on me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything on me. Yeah.
Put it on that beat.
Pull up.
Pull up to the party,
party.
Lose all of my body,
body.
On my body,
body.
They can't tell me nothing, no.
Let's stop it. Them chicks over there not popping. Hey, we gon' order more bottles.
They can't tell me nothing, no. Young, got the pool with me.
On me.
Make it rain, got a budget on me.
On me.
Lord, check, got bands on me.
What you mean?
Oh, yeah.